Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A Popeye's restaurant in St. Louis has a sign on its door that says it reserves the right not to serve white people. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It reserves the right not to serve white people. This is 1960s leftist racism. I would say it's reverse, but there is no reverse of racism. Racism is racism. That business should be shut down. There's all kinds of things that should be happening at this business. Now, the good news is white folks ain't eating that Popeye's chicken at that location anyway. So everybody just calm down. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it is the Kevin Jackson Network. There was a Popeye's chicken when I used to live in St. Louis. And I would go every Monday because they had a twofer special. Eight pieces of chicken for $8.99, and it would be two. You could get double. And I used to think, man, Monday's the only day I would go because I was enough chicken for the week. I was on a chicken diet. I happen to really like Popeye's chicken, by the way. Anyway, I went there one Monday, and it was closed. There was no warning, no, like, we're closing in 2 weeks, whatever. It just closed. It broke my heart. Couldn't get my Popeye's chicken. And it was within biking distance if I wanted to bike. But anyway, in the hood, and let me tell you why that Popeye's chicken didn't make it. Because it was brothers over at that place giving the hookup. You can't be successful. So how successful do you think this racist Popeye's chicken is going to be? And why isn't there an outcry? Here's what's interesting. The black community should be have an outcry of this and say, wait a minute. Our people went through this. We don't want anybody to experience this. How can we let this happen? Letters should be written to Popeye's corporate to say, hey, this is what one of your, I don't know if it's an own franchisee or whatever, but it's got your name on it. Is this what you allow? Do you allow this type of racism? Abject, in your face racism. Like critical race theory, like Black Lives Matter, there's a TV show. I saw this the other day. It's being advertised. It's I think it's a medical show. The girl's a doctor and the guy, they're twins. The boy is a thug, it's a drug dealer, and the sister is a medical doctor. And they brag that it is an all-black cast. They say, the all-black production of blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you, I love black films. There's a film called Love Jones. Probably one of the best movies you will ever see. It's amazing. And it's got Isaiah Washington in it, who's a pseudo friend of mine. Isaiah's crazy, but it's a pseudo friend of mine. And he's a good guy, but Isaiah's just, he knows it. He knows he's weird. He's a different breed. But his talent is unmistakable. This guy is truly a Denzel Washington level acting talent, if you just evaluate him on that merit. And I told him when we first met, I said, man, I will never forget your role in Love Jones. You made me want to be in that movie, you know, like sit around. Because it was so natural how he depicted blacks sitting around, not whining about being black, and just having a discussion about life and love and things like this. And he told me, he says, Kevin, I want to thank you for saying that, but here's what's interesting. He says, when we made that film, you got to see the film if you probably haven't seen it, but I promise you. It's what's the movie? It's The Big Chill and maybe that other one with Rob Lowe and all them, the Brat Pack together. But it's along those lines, and it's so well made. It's an amazing love story. And Anyway, I saw that film. I said, man, I thought that film was going to win a lot of awards. He says that's exactly what Nia Peoples and other people who were in the film thought. They thought, man, this is a breakthrough film. This, and he said, I told them, this film is not going to do like you think. It'll be a backlash. And sure enough, black folks lit into them because they did. They had no black stereotypes. It was just professional blacks getting together, hanging out. Think Friends, okay? Think Friends with maybe seven or eight people. And through this whole thing, they would go through, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, I'm dating, yeah, I'm married, whatever. And it was Friends and the Big Chill on steroids without the death in the Big Chill. And he said, we caught more grief over this film because black folks like, yeah, I didn't depict black people. And I was floored. He says, Kevin, Nia Peoples did an interview and she left crying because the interviewer was so upset at the film. I couldn't believe it. They wanted Shaft and Superfly and all this other kind of nonsense, and this was a very well-made film. So, I'm just telling you. People ask me all the time, Kevin, you know, black conservatives, you know, you guys get together, and I'm like, man, you don't get it. You don't get it. There are very few people that are collaborative working together. Many of the so-called black conservatives still hold these same racial, you know, underlings, and they can't get over that. And so that's why you get signs like this. And that's why you don't get an outcry. See, I'm willing to say this is racist and it shouldn't happen and there should be something that can be done about it. And thankfully, at PolitiChatter, we are going to get people together to say, when you see these wrongs, correct them. By the way, when we get more into the show today, I'm going to talk to you about the wrongs that are being righted and what's going on and how all this I told you before, how it's going to backfire on the left. And it's starting to. As I mentioned before, you are winning. You are winning in the battle of ideas. You are winning in the battle of who's really right in what's going on. And the veil of invincibility of the left is long gone. They're watching themselves be destroyed. Whether we're talking about the economy, whether we're talking about social media, or whether we're talking about media, you name it, entertainment, fake news, we are exposing every single peccadillo that these guys are putting up. And they cannot, they flat out cannot keep a lid on it any longer. And I'm going to prove it to you today. This is going to be one heck of a show. I'm glad you're here. I really am. I'm always glad you're here, but I'm really glad you're here today. So we're going to talk about thugs, and we're going to talk about the big guy and Dershowitz and others. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The only way you can describe the actions of Democrats is the struggle. There's just no other way to describe them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The president, the guy playing president, Joey Demento, invited the family of a thug to the White House. Now, that may not have an impact on you. It's certainly, in terms of, you know, who cares? Baseball players, basketball players, whatever, they all get invited to different things. But the family of a thug got invited to the White House. I want you to understand the symbolism of that. You think about what Barack Obama did with Michael Brown Jr.'s mother, where she ran for office in Missouri, got invited to the UN, the mother of a thug, the family of a thug. What message does that send to the black community and to the community as a whole? What message does it send to America? You create thugs, you breed thugs, and you can get elevated. You can get lots of money and get elevated if you raise a thug. If you raise a kid that goes on to go to college and get his, you know, medical degree and become a pediatric brain surgeon, you can get ridiculed. But if you raise a thug, things are okay. Unbelievable. How could you even, what would go through the mind of somebody that says, I mean, this is purely political, folks. It's placating, but it's pat for black people. Oh, little black people, we're going to bring your thug here. A guy who put a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman. A man who was passing counterfeit bills and then resisted arrest and got himself killed. High on fentanyl, a drug addict, a bad person in general. But no, he was a gentle giant on his way to college. And he gets, his family gets invited to the White House because he got himself killed. No justice, no peace. See, we have the opportunity there's not even spin. We have the opportunity to say what needs to happen in these circumstances. And I'm going to give you one in a bit when we start talking about Facebook. Because see, we pushed back enough. We finally got the truth out and we have them eating crow. But think about this. If you believe this nation is happy to see a thug go to the White House, I bet you money they don't. I bet you they're not happy, I should say. I bet you they're outraged. I bet you they're saying, what are you talking about? And all you got to do is get the word out about who George Floyd was and start talking to people about, well, apparently in this White House, if you're an illegal or a thug or a cheat in some kind of a way, you get elevated. You get better status. That's what you. That's the what the leftists are saying. Help them. Help them with that narrative. Meanwhile, we learn more about the big guy's influence on his crackhead son's business dealings because he was caught red-handed with people involving Burisma. This is a guy going, went to a dinner in 2015. We learned this. Biden attended a dinner that Hunter Biden set up. And when he said, I've never met with him, we got pictures of Biden golfing with these guys. But he says, no, I didn't do anything. I didn't influence anything my son did. We also learned that once Joe Biden was no longer vice president, Burisma sent Hunter a letter and said, hey, listen up, we need to cut your director's pay. Your dad's no longer in a position to help as much as he did in the past. So we need to cut you back a little bit. Yeah, we'll get more into those stories, but we had a thug invited to the White House by another thug, a demented thug that doesn't even remember. If they let Biden have to go through the scrutiny of a special counsel or just somebody, a press that was eager to get to the truth, he would cave like a Hollywood stage chair. He'd collapse right in front of your eyes. This is the biggest joke. Now, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, all these things I'm telling you are good news, or is good news. All of these things, all are is good news. I'll get the verb tense right here in a bit. This is good news. People are watching. The world is watching. Let me tell you. The same black folks, even leftist black people, are going, man, I don't know about bringing George Floyd's family to the White House. It's not worth all that. They're watching all of this. I gave you stats the other day. Black Lives Matter. Down, down, down. You know, people's approval of them. You want to know why? People are waking up. People are waking up to the lies. You are being lied to daily by the leftist media. It's not even media. It's propaganda. It's the Soviet Politburo. You know, they put out there the news that they want you to believe. I was driving down the freeway in Arizona the other day, and it said 5,700,000 vaccinated. Maybe that's the right number, but I don't believe it. I don't believe 5,700,000 Arizonans have been vaccinated. I think it's a lie. I think they make the numbers up. Can I prove it? Nope. Can't prove it, but I can tell you this. All the people that claim they got it, these celebrities and these politicians, don't believe for a second they got the actual vaccine. I would bet you money. You can call me a conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to talk about that in a bit. I bet you money they didn't get it. I watched the Anthony Hopkins shot, and it blew my mind. It was so obvious. He didn't get a shot. The lady, she acts like she's going to jab his arm, and then she squeezes it out of the window. You can clearly see it in the video that he didn't get a shot. Other people are getting saline or something. They're getting something that isn't going to do any harm to them. Why do you think Joe Biden wears two masks even though he's vaccinated? I use my finger quotes. He doesn't believe in it. Do you believe that the best solution is one of these ones from Pfizer or Moderna or whomever that are making this cure? Do you believe Donald Trump when he said hydroxychloroquine? Remember now, Donald Trump also made the comment that this thing originated in China. We're going to get to that in a bit. Today's show will be primarily based on that. And how they've now had to admit that we're right. The obvious was right. And remember the media lockdown on it? Yeah. So I'm happy. I may not see it, but I'm happy. I'm happy because these are the types of things you need. Now, here's what we've got to do. We've got to now seize on this, and we've got to push that information to the other side. And that's exactly what happened with this Wu Flu thing in Trump. They don't want to cover it. They don't want to admit he was right. He was right from the beginning. Oh, because you know what? He may have been right about the border situation. Oh, and he may be right about voter fraud. He may be right about a lot more things. How scary is that to have to wake up to as a leftist?
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You can't reboot a global economy like flipping on a light switch. There's going to be ups and downs in jobs and economic reports. There's going to be supply chain issues, price distortions, on the way back to a stable and steady growth.
President Biden's comments in Ohio on Thursday as the president is unveiling a nearly $6 trillion 2022 budget to Congress. Republicans arguing that's way too much spending. Former President Trump's budget in 2021 was $4.8 trillion. Personal income is falling more than 13%, but that's not particularly bad news. The Commerce Department's April update is actually better than expected. Analysts were predicting a 14% drop after personal income soared in March due to stimulus checks. Japan's state of emergency is being extended as the country grapples with another wave of coronavirus infections. USA Radio News. New details are coming out regarding the man who went on a murder rampage at a light rail maintenance yard in San Jose, California.
The death toll from the mass shooting at a Northern California light rail yard increased to 10, including the gunman. The attack occurred at the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose on Wednesday. 8 people died immediately. The gunman also killed himself. Investigators are still trying to determine why maintenance worker Samuel Cassidy shot 9 co-workers and then killed himself. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said the victims knew the shooter well. Officials say Cassidy started a fire at his home before he left for the shooting. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith said that Cassidy fired off 39 rounds and appeared to target specific victims. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Scientists say that they know what is causing the blood clots that are seen with these Wu Flu shots. It's caused by floating mutant proteins, where a vaccine sends a spike protein of the Wu Flu virus into the wrong part of the cell. And as soon as I saw that, I said, leftists are everywhere. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Leftists are everywhere, even inside of the Wu Flu vaccine. They're called floating mutant proteins. I think they exist outside of the COVID shot. Floating mutant proteins. They're floating mutants for sure. There's a guy who posted this. How can you tell the truth is being told? When Facebook blocks it, when Twitter bans it, Google hides it, your government forbids it, and the media brands it as a conspiracy theory. And I added one to it. I said, and when celebrities give PSAs on it, that's when you know it's a lie. Glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our sponsors and stuff, because here's the thing about our sponsors. Everything we do has to benefit you. If you're paying too much for prescription drugs routinely every month, more than $60, we have a group that for a flat fee of $60, if your prescription drugs are $250, they might be able to get it down to zero. They'll certainly get you a reduction. My father-in-law would pay $700 a month for prescription drugs, but he pays $60. So I know it works. If you want to give it a shot, go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. We got a couple of, we opened up the shop, the store, Father's Day shirts, and we've got a shirt that I think is going to be a hottie. And I hope you'll go check out the store, because it's up. And, you know, everything that you guys do that supports us is essentially supporting the, quote, ministry, if you will, of conservatism and what we do. We're not, I mean, nobody's ordering the brand new McLaren because of the money that we get from you guys. We got broken down jalopies. And that's okay. We're not, you know, there are people out there. And by the way, I'm a completely unapologetic avowed capitalist. So if I do make $1 million or something like that, something crazy, $5 million, $10 million, I'm not going to apologize. But we're not. And it doesn't drive us. What drives us is getting the word out. correcting the record, which is what we're doing right now. Think about what I just read to you, how you know the truth is being told. When Facebook blocks it, Twitter bans it, Google hides it, the government forbids it, and the media brands it a conspiracy theory, and celebrities get PSAs. Russian collusion. How many people bought the lie of Russian collusion? It's pretty, by Trump, rather, Russian collusion by the Trump family. But who was actually colluding with the Russians? Joe Biden and his family. Who bought the idea of Ukrainian extortion by Trump, that he was extorting them? Only a moron would buy that. But who was actually extorting the Ukrainians? The Biden family. Who buys the idea of the January 6th attacks being by Trump supporters and Officer Sicknick being killed by Trump supporters? And you know what happened? We debunked that one too. There's no January 6th riots by Trump supporters. It was all crap done by the Democrats. And Sicknick, we learned, died from a stroke. Not from being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, which is what they said. I could go on. Free and fair election. The left wants you to believe that we just had a free and fair election. You don't need Dominion machine recounts. You don't need the Maricopa County or the Michigan recount or Wisconsin or anywhere else. You know for a fact, based on your common sense, that Joe Biden didn't get 82 million votes. You know that. But the media, how dare you? How dare you? And if you mention it on Facebook or Twitter, you're taken down. Climate change. You're a denier. Well, you use common sense and go, you know, the climate changes every day, everywhere. It's been doing that since the dawn of man. What do you think was happening in climate change when the earth was forming and the temperature of the earth was 2,000 degrees or whatever it was? What do you think? If everybody was alive, they would have been saying, it's freaking hot in here. I hope we get some climate change. The earth formed and it made it inhabitable for us. And ultimately, it won't be inhabitable. We are going to die off on this planet. That's a scientific fact. And every day, you're going to have the same cycles that make the earth work. You're going to have mudslides, earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, you name it. And you're going to have places where the earth is absolutely calm most of the time. But you're going to have tragedies that kill hundreds, if not tens of thousands of people until we're all gone. Because the earth is going to keep burping. Volcanoes are going to go off. And I could give you all kinds of stuff that's going to continue to happen. Because that's weather. It isn't global climate change. It's weather. And we're not doing... The little bit that we do isn't going to impact it. I don't care if we have 7 billion people or if we have 50 billion people on this planet. You're not going to impact it. But they want you to believe that, you know, there's something there. The Biden economy. To hear them talk about it, everything's good. Inflation through the roof, jobs numbers not meeting expectations. I could go on. Stock market is stagnant. It's just bouncing back and forth. We had steady growth of the stock market under Trump. And if he were still officially president, he's unofficially still is, it would still be creeping up. It would be at 36, 37,000 by now. But there was a global conspiracy against him. And if you say that, oh, no, I think Trump got tricked. Oh, you're a liar. If you even hint that a voter fraud. Hunter Biden, right? He's got nothing to hide. But they won't show you his laptops. They won't talk about anything this guy's done. We have pictures of this guy doing lines of coke with Chinese prostitutes and all kinds of stuff, and they won't say a word about it. Do you think they do that with Donald Trump Jr.? I don't think so. Joy Behar said this about Trump getting right about the virus originating in China. She said it was a lucky guess. It was a lucky guess. A lucky guess that Chinese people were dropping like flies. We were getting the news reports from China, and Trump stops the ship, then says no Chinese can come into the country, and everybody's upset, you know, on the left. He's a xenophobe. He doesn't like Chinese. When he put a ban on the Hispanics coming into the border, mostly Mexicans, some Central and South Americans, though, he was a xenophobe against Mexicans. They tried to make him racist against blacks over Charlottesville. It was always something, right? But guess what? He got it right. Just like he got it right about what was going on the border. The border that is a mess right now for the Biden administration. He got it right. Just like Trump got it right on BLM and all these other radical black terrorist groups and essentially getting rid of CRT, critical race theory in government, etc., saying, you know what, we're all Americans, we're all fighting for the same cause. He got it right. And a host of other things. But Joy Behar says he just got lucky. It's a lucky guess. Just like he was lucky on his economy. Just like he was lucky in negotiating peace between the two Koreas. Just like he was lucky on dismantling Iran's nuclear program and practically shutting down their economy. Yeah, just like he was lucky on building America's economy and creating millions and millions of jobs. He created more jobs in America in 4 years than Barack Obama could create in 50. He just gets lucky. There's an old saying, it's always better to be lucky than good. But it turns out Trump is lucky and he's pretty good. And he did all the things, we haven't even gone down the litany of things that he did in terms of taking the bureaucracy out of government and saving us trillions of dollars every year. Sadly, he put it back with this ruse of Wu flu. He let him get to him on that. But outside of that, he did a pretty good job. And he was battling them the whole way. He was carrying an 800-pound gorilla on his back, and he still ran the quarter mile faster than Usain Bolt, politically speaking. Now we got Facebook admitting. Yeah, I love this title of this. We're going to talk about this hour, and then we'll talk about it next hour as well. But I love the title of this. Facebook has lifted its ban on content speculating about the origins of COVID-19 and theories about its possible lab creation. And here's how it reads. In light of ongoing investigations into the origin of COVID-19 and in consultation with public health experts, we will no longer remove the claim COVID-19 is man-made from our apps, a Facebook spokesperson said, which essentially is Facebook saying we were banning people from talking about a legitimate subject and it turned out to be true and we were the ones who decided what they could say and what they couldn't. Who gave them that much power? I'm just curious.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tell the truth is being told. Well, Facebook blocks it. Twitter bans you for it. Google hides it from you. The government forbids you to do anything with it. Celebrities will do PSAs on it, and media will brand it as a conspiracy theory. That's my supposition on, or my whatever. That's what I believe. A person tweeted that, and I added, when celebrities get PSAs on it, they're giving PSAs on, take the vaccine, take the vaccine. They all talk about how Trump is so dumb. Trump is, how can you dare follow him? He's a maniac. He's a radical. Go look at any of the things that I talked about. Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion by Trump, January 6th attacks by Trump supporters on people, free and fair elections, mentioned voter fraud, you're kicked off of Facebook, climate change, you're a denier, Biden's economy, it's better than Trump's, right? He didn't inherit anything good. The stock market, it isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing. Hunter Biden has nothing to hide. It's all conspiracy theories when you bring up. What are you talking about? There's Russian collusion. Trump extorted the Ukrainians. Trump attacked this or that. But meanwhile, Jussie Smollett, who actually did a fraud, he's out free. Hillary Clinton, there's nothing to see with her servers. Hunter Biden, what laptop? Huh? What? What are you talking about? Facebook has finally admitted, you know what? Maybe all this talk you guys had about the China virus originating in China, maybe that wasn't fake news. Maybe it was legit. And they say it like, oh, well, you know, we were banning people from saying it, but we now have evidence, and maybe it was really true, and so we're no longer going to ban it. Like they're doing you a favor. I was on a radio show the other day, a friend of mine, Gary Nolan, out of Columbia, Missouri, Jeff City, Missouri, Central Missouri, he's on PolitiChatter, and he's blown away. He's, Kevin, this is legit. He goes, listeners, I'm telling you, you know me with endorsements. I normally, you know, people say come on and do something. I kind of play around. He goes, this is legit. But it's more than legit. It's a bigger thing than you know. Not only do you have a rock-solid website that you can now tell people to come to with courage, you have a site that's got you in the game. I love this part. Here's what they say. The Facebook policy shift comes after months of targeting content that social media site deemed misinformation regarding the pandemic. I want to be very clear. This is one of hundreds of things that Facebook has done to convince you that the truth is a lie. This is the beginning. This is the tip of the iceberg. There's so many things these people have lied about. And we already talked about James O'Keefe's expose of Facebook. And what are they trying to get you to do? They're accusing you of being vaccine hesitant. Melissa was telling me the other day, she said, if we had any more kids, I wouldn't get them vaccinated for anything. I wouldn't let them get vaccinated for the diptet and, you know, all the stuff that they told us are childhood diseases. We don't have these diseases anymore. You don't need those vaccines.
Oh, you need to get those because all the kids have them.
How about your kid just learn to get antibodies the normal way and diphtheria? When's the last time somebody had diphtheria? But we just get programmed. Do it. Now they got human papilloma virus. What was it? Human, I forget what it's called. But anyway, it was something like that. HPV. All the kids should get it. Even boys should get it. Little girls. This will prevent you from getting ovarian cancer or whatever, some kind of cancer. How do you know? I mean, I don't know how many girls get ovarian cancer or whatever, but I can't believe that it's something where at one point it was a full court press of HPV. So now Facebook admits, hey, you know what? Really sorry that we were banning you guys, calling what you were talking about misinformation about the disease that pretty much anybody with a freaking brain knew was coming from China, came from China. And if you think that this was not part of a conspiracy led by the Chinese, the Chi-Coms, to shut us down, you better go back and look at the record. We were calling it China virus or Wuhan virus for the better part of a few weeks. And then it abruptly stopped because the Chinese people over here, their State Department came over and said, look, or whatever you call it, their propagandists came over and said, we do not like you calling it this. You need to stop calling it this. And the leftists capitulated because they were either, number one, like Swalwell, sleeping with Chinese spies, or they were getting lots of money from them, which is what's happening right now all over this country. They're using our money to buy us out. And politicians are selling us out. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, by the way, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. If you, let me just tell you this right now. Hunter Biden has a ton to hide. What we're finding out stories about him, maybe we'll get into this, but we're finding out that the Biden family is as crooked as the Clinton family, is as crooked as the Obama family. They're all crooks. We're learning that the Biden economy is rife with inflation. It is not going to be good news. They know this. They already got, they're already trying to warm you up to the idea. Well, this thing with inflation, it's not as bad as it looks. I'll talk about many of these things today. Climate change. We already got the undercover video from CNN saying our next big lie will be to continue to bolster about climate change. Free and fair elections, they're going to continue to lie to you. We all know Donald Trump got cheated. If you haven't figured it out by now, go to the store and get yourself a brain. We all know that none of the Trump supporters, the Tea Party people, the MAGA supporters, had anything to do with attacks on January the 6th. It was orchestrated by the left. We know Trump didn't extort any Ukrainians. We know that Trump didn't collude with any Russians. And I could go on. What we do know is Biden colluded with the Russians. He and his son have deals cut. Biden cut deals. The Biden family has cut deals with Ukraine. The Biden deals are completely, completely under the thumb of the Chinese. Hunter Biden said with his own mouth that he was involved with the head Chinese spy. And nobody in the media will cover this story. Hunter Biden gets a deal to teach as a visiting professor at a college. Hunter Biden gets a $2 million book deal. He's a crackhead that got kicked out of the Navy, who sleeps with prostitutes and pole dancers, screwed over his brother's ex-wife, and I could go on. Let that be a Trump and see what people would be saying. They play with this stuff. It's completely unbelievable. And in December, Facebook announced that it was going to kill posts that contained, quote, false information about the coronavirus vaccines. Well, it should have killed that one. But let me tell you why this is good news for you. It's the same thing I told you earlier. All these clowns are being found out to be what they are. Vicious, lying scumbags. They're vile to their rotten cores. Who is Facebook to tell you what you should believe or not believe? If I think the election is stolen, it is none of your business to shut me down. And Congress, who is saying, well, yeah, you know, you guys are the people that should be fact-checking. You are the purveyors of all that is good and, you know, and honest in this country, needs to be rethinking Section 230. Because they're kicking people off of websites for having opinions. PolitiChatter is important, people. After I did that show, we had two people become founding members of PolitiChatter. After I did Gary Nolan's show, $5,000 donors. I don't know how many became pro members, $100 supporters. And I bet you, every time I do that show, we get dozens of people that join. If Gary wants to know how well his show is doing, I can tell him. It has an impact. People listen. They come over. And that's what my show should be doing. You should be getting away from Facebook. Gary said on his show, I finally have a reason to go away from Facebook. This is it. And he's right. And I'm going to get that clip from his show. I'm going to play it because it is so sincere. And you balance that with everything I've told you about Facebook and Twitter and what they've been doing to us, and you have every reason in the world to be leaving those sites.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.